The effects of the pandemic are still showing up in the economy, including the business of Christmas tree growers in New York State. So the tradition of going out and picking out that perfect seven-footer is a little different this year. For member station WSKG, here's Megan Zarez.
What do you think, Ace?
Mark Daly and his son Ace are at Glenwood Heights Christmas Tree Farm outside of Ithaca, New York. It's the week before Christmas. Ace is pulling the sled, and his dad is holding the saw. The two are on a mission to find the perfect Christmas tree.
A big, bushy tree with no holes in it.
We have a really big, grand room with vaulted ceilings.
Ace and his dad say this year it's been a little harder to find a tree that's the right size.
I don't think we could fit that in our door.
This isn't the first stop on their quest. The Dalys say the first farm they went to had closed early this year. Cornell biologist Betsy Lamb works with tree farmers across the state. She says the pandemic had a big effect on the Christmas tree industry. In 2020, picking out a tree at a farm or a tree lot was one of the few holiday activities people could still do safely.
People who hadn't gotten a real Christmas tree in years went out and cut a Christmas tree and then got hooked.
So 2 years ago, farmers ended up cutting down more trees than usual to meet that demand. And demand this year is as high as ever. But those larger harvests are starting to catch up with growers.
And this is a long-term process. So if you sell everything you've got that's the right size, and then next year you don't have anything to sell, well, now what do your customers do?
Lamb says farmers are trying different things in order to limit the number of trees they sell. Some farmers did that by shutting down their farms really early. Others changed their price structure to encourage people to buy larger, older trees so that the younger trees had a little bit more time to grow. Some larger farms even bought cut trees from other states in order to resell them. Jerry Stevenson, the owner of Glenwood Heights Farm near Ithaca, chose to limit sales by turning away wholesale buyers.
There's been less and less trees available. I probably could have sold 20,000 trees wholesale this year. The number of calls I got from all over upstate New York was amazing.
Stevenson's farm is small. It's just him and his wife. They both work other jobs, and farm work mostly happens on the weekends. But in a normal year, they're still able to offer a pretty good selection of trees.
There's some nice trees there, and they'll be ready in 2 or 3 years.
But Stevenson says the selection this year is a little slimmer.
But this whole area was full of trees. A lot of them were 6 to 7+ feet tall in here, and they're pretty much gone.
And unfortunately for Ace and Mark, who we heard in the beginning, the perfect tree isn't at Glenwood Heights Farm.
There's like 3 other farms that we're going to go hit up.
Stevenson says everyone's perfect tree looks a little different, and he says he doesn't take it personally if they can't find it on his farm. Marie DeMott Grady and her family are also on a mission to find a tree.
What are you guys looking for in a tree?
Green.
After a walk around the farm, DeMott Grady's kids, Peter and May, have decided.
What about that one?
Do you want to cut it?
It's not the biggest tree on the farm, and it's not the bushiest. But it's got the stamp of approval from the kids.
Okay, Pete, haul it away.
For Here and Now, I'm Megan Zarez in Ithaca, New York.